This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was astonished when I heard a report that North America has lost nearly 3 billion birds since 1970. Smithsonian Magazine reports that a study in Science Journal says in less than half a century, the avian population of the continent has declined by some 29%, or more than 1 in 4 birds. For the first time, researchers found that threatened species aren't the only birds suffering population loss. In fact, common birds, including sparrows and blackbirds, are taking the biggest hit. You might wonder, how do they count birds? The new study used nearly 50 years of monitoring data collected largely by birdwatchers and citizen scientists. These efforts include the North American Breeding Bird Survey, coordinated by the United States Geological Survey and the Canadian Wildlife Service, Audubon's Christmas Bird Count, and the International Shorebird Survey. The team then cross-referenced bird count data with radar data from 143 weather satellites that have been used to track migrating birds at night for the last decade. More than 90% of the total loss can be attributed to just 12 bird families, including sparrows, warblers, blackbirds, larks, and finches. Some of these widespread birds are so-called habitat generalists, or birds that can thrive just about anywhere. The large-scale loss of these hardy birds reveals the extent to which avian animals across the world are struggling to survive. I have a link to the full article on my website, gardenbite.com. Not all birds are in decline. Wetland birds and waterfowl, a subset of wetland birds, are thriving, up an astounding 56% from the 1970s numbers. I have pictures and much more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.